Personal Finance Simplified with The Citizen.
According to CEO of National Debt Advisor, Chanel Collins, Black Friday is not the biggest discount shopping day of the year, as so many believe. There are far better discount opportunities throughout the year. Consumers will spend more during the festive season than any other year. Therefore, everyone should have savings to cater for this time of the year. Here are some tips to help you make sure that you are saving and not overspending on Black Friday.
So firstly, the purpose of National Debt Advisors as an organization, or rather as a debt counseling institution, is to assist consumers who are over-indebted or impulsive overspenders. So within the frame of Black Friday, you will find that people overspend or people do not create a budget. It just becomes a conundrum. So for National Debt Advisors, not only is it essential for our clients, but it's also essential for other consumers to at least have a game plan in terms of these seasonal times whereby promotions are being offered.
Do you think enough has been done to inform the youth about the risks of debt and how to make sure that they're getting good credit and not bad credit?
I would not say enough. In an instance of, let's look at the schooling system, for example. It doesn't prepare one to be financially literate in terms of real life situations. And if you look at one who's a Gen Z or millennial and who first got their first paying job, they're not equipped in a sense of financial literacy. How should I spend? What is a great deal? So I think it's essential that one is equipped with that information ideally. And with that said, there's a lot of relief programs that do assist to educate individuals on financial literacy.
What are some of the benefits of actually shopping during Black Friday? I'm sure there are some, and I'm sure that there's a reason that it's called Black Friday.
Okay, so if you're a seasonal shopper, and if you're a value shopper, great, great for you, because then you will maximize the session to the best, right? So the benefits of shopping during this era is to basically look out for prices that are lower. Look for items of quality, right? So like you had said earlier on, you want to go to different markets and see if whether you can get a similar item lesser as opposed to the higher price. And you want to see if there's a warranty, right? You want to look at all the nitty-gritties and see if whether this still matches your budget as an individual.
So when is it actually the best time to shop for good sales?
Want to be a seasonal shopper in a sense of, for example, there are different seasons in the year whereby you will find that sales increase and they decline. So within different months and based on seasons, you will see that in different seasons prices will go on a lower and then some prices will go on a high. If we look at summer, for example, let's take summer for example. If you want to buy winter clothing, you need to buy your winter clothing in summer, because guess what? In summer, those prices are super low, vice versa, in spring and autumn as well.
So what do you have to say about zero interest rate credit? Is there such a thing? Is it good? Is there even a risk there if you're not paying extra for it, but then you're just taking longer to pay for your item?
So it's strictly for one to observe what the credit agreement or transactional offer would actually entail, as opposed to being, well, it's 3 months or 6 months of no interest. You really have to introspect it, whether that is a great deal. Where will you necessarily as an individual be in the next 3 to 6 months? You have to consider that as well.
Will you be able to afford to pay those installments?
Exactly. Will I still have a job? Am I secure in that regard? What would my financial situation be? Do I have an emergency fund? Do I have a savings? Should I not be able to pay this debt? Most importantly, does this debt have a credit facility on it? So that should I become retrenched or should I become dismissed, whatever reason, I am able to pay this debt and this debt is able to be paid up.
Get an expert opinion on consumer issues, consumer finance, work and small business in The Citizen every Monday. It's Personal Finance Simplified.
So what are your top five tips to make sure that you're saving and not overspending?
Firstly, most importantly, you want to have a game plan, right? So you want to have a list in terms of what you're going to purchase, right? Before events, you have a game plan, you want to look at your affordability, what's your financial stance, right? You want to measure what do you have separated after you fulfilled all your obligations, all your expenses, what do I have left, right? So number one, you've accomplished that. Number two, you want to have a game plan. I guess I have so much now. What can I purchase and how can I make this best possible for myself, right? So once you've created your game plan, which is your list of items that you'd like to purchase, you then go out to the shop and see what is best suited for yourself. Number two, you don't want to be an impulsive spender. You don't want to get to the market and just take for take's sake. You want to make reference to your needs and cancel out your wants, right? And then number four, you want to look for your non-perishables, right? Toilet paper, toothpaste, because that's basically the best you're going to reap. And you want to buy these items actually in bulk as opposed to one, because then that's going to benefit you all year through. And lastly, you want to cross-reference items. So, for example, if ShopRite is saying, for example, I'm giving you a 25% cut, what is Pick and Pay giving me? Okay, Pick and Pay is giving me 20%. Okay, what is Spar giving me? Okay, well, Spar is giving me a 10% cut. So you need to cross-reference these prices and not just be impulsive. Like I said earlier on, it starts within the self, right? It's before you actually go to the market. You need to have that self-control within yourself in terms of having that self-talk, talking to yourself, and then establishing what you actually need as opposed to going out there and just making random purchases.
Get an expert opinion on consumer issues, consumer finance, work and small business in The Citizen every Monday. It's Personal Finance Simplified.